Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, last weekend, U2's Bono and the Edge flew out to Ukraine and played a really intimate gig to an audience in a bomb shelter in Kyiv after being invited over there by President Zelensky. Ukrainian band Antitilia were also in the bomb shelter having a day of rest from the front line. And they were actually invited on stage in their army gear to sing with the Irish men. Have a listen to this. Frontman of Antitilia, Taras Apolia, joins me now on the line. Good morning, Taras.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How have you been coping over there? It's 11 weeks now of fighting. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, fortunately. And we are doing our job. And every day, just trying to get the victory. Much more faster.
And your bandmates, what about your band? Are you all serving together?
Yeah, our band, it's five members. It mm-hmm. has five members, but three of us are serving in the Territorial Defense Forces. It's me, it's my friends and colleagues, Dmytro Zholut and Sergei Vusik. It's a keyboard man and the guitarist. And two of us, like bass player and the drummer, they are like civilian volunteers. They're helping us to get a different, very essential stuff for our battalion. And every week they came to us and helps us, of course, and gathering money for this and buying some different things, some different very important things for us.
Taras, what's keeping you going?
First of all, we are fighting because we are on our own land. Mm. We are fighting for our future, for future of our children. And of course, I was saying that when I was standing nearby the Bono, that here we are fighting for the human values, for the European values, for the European principles. And those all are part of our DNA. So because of this, we are fighting here. And, I want to say, like it says Bono in my favorite song, Joshua Tree, that we are run like a river runs to the sea. And we are running to the sea, to the open world sea, open society sea. And we know that we are part of this sea. We are the drop, maybe just small drop, but very brave drop of this sea.
So brave. It must have been a bit of a moment for you. I mean, what was it like to be in a bomb shelter and you're singing with Bono and The Edge? That must have been surreal.
You know, if talks personally, it was, of course, incredible for me. It was so unexpected to get this call from Bono the day before. And it was so much emotions, and it's hard to explain for me, because I think everyone understands that when the Irish brave legend came to your country and invite you to sing with him, it is incredible. So of course I have experience to sing on the stadiums, Antitila gathered stadiums before the war started. But with Bono, it was absolutely special event. Yeah. But I want to say what is the most important, that Bono came to our country, and this is very essential for us. It is historical event for us. So because when the banner comes to your country, it means that you are on the right side of the war, that you, like, you know, where when the banner is, the light is there. So we understand it like this, and we translate it like this.
It's actually, we've been talking about them, some Irish comedians and singers going over to Ukraine to perform and help raise the spirits and show solidarity with Ukrainian people. It seems that you really, and then obviously Bono and The Edge, do you feel that solidarity?
Yeah, of course. And it of course, like, gives us power.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, when the banner comes, it's like symbolical step, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to say that it's a lot of support from Irish people, from people of Great Britain, United Kingdom. And we feel it not just in our hearts. We feel it on the battlefield. And it's very important that you started to support us and support Ukrainian people before the war started. Mm-hmm. And we will never forget this step.
Taras, last weekend you were in a bomb shelter singing with Bono and The Edge. What does today look like, tomorrow look like for you?
Oh, now I'm sitting in my on my base. It's outskirts of Kharkiv. And during all the night, it was a lot of bombs nearby us. So Russian tries to attack. Mm. Like, just if to talk about what's happening right now, they tries to counter attack Ukrainian military forces, because our military forces step by step are recapturing, like, small cities and villages, and moving to the north Ukrainian-Russia border. So step by step, we are pushing out the occupiers from our land. And sometime, mostly in the night, they try to bump us, like, through the hard guns, through the artillery. Using the artillery, yeah. At now it's happened right now, and it's like, you know, it is permanent situation. So it continues like 24 hours.
Yeah, it must be like hours. Some awful nightmare.
No, we don't feel it like awful nightmare yet. Maybe it was like first months of the war, but we adapted. It became like usual. So we just need to
Isn't that very sad, though? Isn't that very sad that you kind of get used to being bombed and being attacked?
We were pushed by the situation to get used by this, to adapt it to this.
Yeah.
Because you just need to fight. You just need even not fight, but to do the best of you, like to do the much more you can to get this victory, to resist. And I want to say just not about like soldiers of our battalion or soldiers at all. Mostly Ukrainian people tries to do their best, you know, at their places and use their skills and like passion to get this victory. We like this, you know, everybody doing what he should to do, what he must to do.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I wish you the very best. Please stay safe over there. And thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us. Go on.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want just to finalize our conversation.
Yeah.
I want to say to the Bono, to the Ed Sheeran, and to all the Irish people, Schleunte August Nyat.
Oh, that was beautiful. Taras, thank you so much. Lots of love. Big love, Taras. Bye-bye. That was Taras Topolya from, he's a Ukrainian band frontman, Antitilia, shared the stage last weekend with Bono and the Edge and is now at his base keeping watch over Ukrainian people. Just incredible.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.